Welcome back to the program. This is Ag Review, the noon hour edition on 730 CKDM. I'm your host, Matt Hamill. And now it's time for today's feature segment brought to you by Dauphin Plains Seeds Limited. Joining us on the phone now on Ag Review here on 730 CKDM is General Manager of Manitoba Beef Producers, Carson Callum. Carson, thank you so much for joining us on the program. We look forward to, we appreciate the updates you provide and looking forward to the details today.
Thanks, Matt. Happy to be here.
Now, what's on your mind? What should folks know here while we have you on CKDM? I understand there's been a bit of talk with business risk management. We have the certainly some news stories we've been following in that regard. Do you have anything to share on that topic?
Yeah, I mean, you know, producers had just gone through a decently mild winter, so feed situations should be decent across the province, but we are going into a troubling period, and that's as it relates to moisture conditions. You know, moisture is pretty low across the province with the lack of snow, so it really goes to show the importance of effective business risk management tools. And, you know, we've been fully supportive of the proposed federal change to agri-stability to make it more effective and more equitable for cow-calf producers. And we're hoping that our province supports that. But also there is a suite of other BRM tools out there, such as forage insurance offered by MASC, and I want to encourage producers to strongly look at all options that are available this year, just with the concerning moisture conditions coming down the pipe. And we can hope there's, you know, good rain to get that feed growing properly, but you never know with current weather conditions these last number of years. So we hope drought conditions improve, but always want to encourage producers to look at BRM tools, and we're trying to ensure adjustments come to them to make them more effective.
On the phone with us is General Manager of Manitoba Beef Producers, Carson Callum. And now, you mentioned that sort of federal topic. You know, there's been a lot of to-do with the federal ag minister's proposal on business risk management tools. But provincially, there's been a good deal of talk around the agricultural crown lands. What can you share with us on that topic?
Yeah, and this continues to be an important file for our board to work on, as it affects so many members across the province that do lease these valuable crown lands and maintain them so effectively. And I just want to say that there is some, you know, opinions and commentary floating around about MBP's position, and I want to really clarify that the regulations that were announced in the fall of 2019 really missed the mark as it relates to our position paper that we had submitted. There's a number of different areas that we're still concerned with and still bring forward with the province. And we're happy to see that first right of renewal on those leases were re-implemented, but there's a lot of areas that still need work. You know, the rental increase has been so drastic that we would have liked to see a longer transition to help producers, especially in the last number of years that have been just so challenging, whether that's weather-related or COVID. But there's also other areas that we want to focus on. Think about the rental increases is so high that, you know, we'd like to see some return for producers, whether that's, you know, ecological goods and services and recognizing what is provided by producers on these lands, or coming up with a way to a better mechanism to value improvements when they do decide to get out of the business. So there's a variety of things that we want to focus on, you know, and a lot of that was really supported through the ability to unit transfer when you did sell the property. So that's a position that we'd like to see re-implemented as MBP, but we'll continue to focus on other areas. And I did want to clarify that, you know, there's a lot of concern still with it, and that it did miss the mark, and we're hoping that we can get some beneficial changes, especially with the rental increase. We'd like to see some return to the producers who are now paying more to manage these lands.
Thank you, Carson. That's a good snapshot of some of the issues that we know folks are talking about and thinking about right now. While we have you on the line, is there anything else you'd like to touch on today?
No, I think that's great, and I just hope that calving's gone well for producers listening, and that things improve in terms of moisture content. So I hope everybody's doing all right.
This was Carson Callum, General Manager of Manitoba Beef Producers. Carson, we appreciate you being available to chat with us here on 730 CKDM. Look forward to having you back on the program soon.
Yes, thank you very much, and speak to you next time.
This is Ag Review, the noon hour edition on 730 CKDM, and that was today's feature segment brought to you by Dauphin Plains Seeds Limited. We're heading into a break now, but we'll be right back after this quick set with a look at the 5-day weather forecast.